So, okay, picture this. A really long-awaited, super difficult reunion. It's happening way up on a mountainside. And you can almost like feel the air is thick with all this unspoken history between a mother and her daughter. Decades of it.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
Totally. It's straight out of a story that feels deeply human. And that's what we're diving into today. Our mission really is to explore how these echoes from the past, especially in families, ripple through our lives. And we'll look at how just one moment, one really raw, honest moment, can maybe be that first step to breaking these like deeply ingrained cycles.
And the source we're digging into, daughters and mothers. A cycle broken. It really shines a light on that power of truth. The scene is set up so vividly. You've got Florence right on the edge of turning 30, and she's confronting her mother, Laura. They're in this cabin, Mount Lemmon, near Tucson. We found out they haven't really spoken in what, several years?
Several years, yeah. And even before that, it was only like sporadic contact for 20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
So you can just imagine the tension when they finally face each other.
Oh, absolutely. And it ignites almost right away. Laura seems kind of worn down. And she throws out this line, like an accusation. You haven't let me explain myself in years, Florence.
Which, okay, maybe technically true about the lack of contact recently, but.
Right. But Florence's reaction is just boom, an explosion. The first time she's ever screamed at her mother, she yells, All you have done over the years is explain yourself and saying nothing. I am tired of being the good, quiet daughter who gets shit on by you.
Wow, that is raw.
Incredibly raw. It feels like she's just shattering something, breaking free. What's your read on that initial blow up? It feels like it's about more than just being mad.
Oh, absolutely. It's way more than just anger. This is Florence trying to reclaim her own narrative, her own power, and set a really crucial boundary. See, an explanation often is about justifying the past, right? Or trying to get someone else to say it's okay.
Yeah, seeking validation.
Exactly. And that can just keep you stuck in this loop of defensiveness, misunderstanding. It goes nowhere. But Florence flips the script. She finds her calm after the outburst, and she makes a declaration. She says, There aren't going to be any more explanations. There will only be declarations. I am declaring that you are no longer going to be allowed to come and go and demand to be heard, only to actually say nothing.
Declaration, not explanation. That distinction feels huge.
It is huge. A declaration is internal. It's about stating your own worth, your own intent. It's saying, this is how it's going to be from now on. It shifts the power from, like, asking permission to just defining your own reality. And that's why it's so potent for breaking those old patterns.
That makes so much sense. And then this next bit where Laura has this breakthrough,
Sure.
it really makes you stop and think. For the first time ever, it seems, Laura actually hears Florence. She gets it.
Yeah, that aha moment.
Right. This profound aha moment where she realizes, oh my God, I'm repeating the same mistakes her mother had made. And this isn't just about the character. It kind of points to something fundamental in fixing relationships, doesn't it?
It really does.
Like being willing to actually accept someone else's version of reality, even if it totally clashes with yours, that crack in her defensiveness seems like the only way healing can even start.
It's the opening.
But I guess I wonder, is that aha moment, is it really enough? Or is there a danger it's just, a flash in the pan, something that could fade if they don't follow through?
That's a really fair question. And the story shows us no, it's not some magic fix,
Yeah.
but it is the necessary first step. You
Yeah.
have to start there. And what's so fascinating, what makes it stick here, is how that understanding immediately triggers something deeper in Laura, a flashback.
Ah, right. It connects her present right back to her own past.
Instantly,
Yeah.
she's suddenly back in her own childhood. It's her 10th birthday party. Her dad, Peter, he's all excited, welcoming people, happy to celebrate his daughter.
Sounds nice.
But then her mother says something to Peter, and it's just chilling. She says, all of this is for you, Peter. I never wanted children.
Oof. On her 10th birthday.
On her 10th birthday. It's just devastating, right? And it gives us this insight into the deep wound Laura's been carrying her whole life, which of course then shaped how she parented Florence.
Oh, I never wanted children. That just sends a chill down your spine, doesn't it? Especially hearing it as a kid on your birthday. And the text says Laura always felt that kind of chill from her mother, even though her dad adored her, called her his apple of his eye.
Yeah, that irony.
Yeah.
Loved by one parent, rejected by the other in such a fundamental way.
It's just so stark how directly Laura's childhood pain connects to the problems she's having with Florence now. It really shows how those early experiences, those emotional wounds from your parents, can create these unconscious, like, emotional scripts.
That's a great way to put it. Emotional scripts.
Yeah, and then you just play them out generation after generation, often without even realizing you're carrying someone else's baggage.
Exactly right. And that realization, that flashback for Laura, it brings us right back to the present moment on Mount Lemmon. Right after the flashback ends, Florence asks her mom, you know, are you okay? And Laura's response, it just shifts everything. It's so vulnerable.
What does she say?
She says, no, I'm not okay, Florence. I'm not okay, and you are not okay. We are not okay, and maybe we will never be.
Whoa. Brutal honesty.
Totally. But then she adds, but I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be a better mother to you than mine was to me.
There it is. The apology tied to her own experience.
And that right there shows the immense power of validation. When someone's pain is truly seen, acknowledged, and sort of absorbed by the other person,
yeah,
it creates this psychological safety.
Yeah, like a shared understanding.
A shared reality, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what lets them move from being stuck in conflict for decades to actually having a constructive conversation, even after all that time.
And the impact on Florence. It's huge. The text says she dreamt of those words since before she started dyeing her hair black as a teenager.
All that time, just wanting that acknowledgement.
Yeah, it was the validation she needed. And getting it leads to this big epiphany for Florence, too. She admits she never understood the distance her grandparents kept, you know, Laura's parents. And she hadn't really tried to understand the dynamic between her mom and her grandma.
She just saw her mom's behavior, not the roots of it.
Right. And now she feels kind of dumb, she says, realizing it was always staring her in the face. This connection, this empathy she suddenly feels, it's critical, isn't it?
Absolutely critical, because that's the moment Florence can finally see Laura, not just as the mother who hurt her, but as a person who was also deeply wounded and just repeating a pattern.
Seeing the cycle.
Seeing the cycle. And that shared understanding, that mutual seeing, it opens the door. So the next morning, the whole scene feels different. We see Florence and Laura coming out of the cabin. They have coffee. And the text says they've found a place to begin.
Not fixed, but a beginning.
Exactly. It feels earned, feels real, not like a magic wand was waved. And Florence expresses her gratitude, but also her understanding. She says to Laura, thank you for being honest with me about Grandma.
That's big.
Yeah. And then she adds, directly addressing Laura's childhood hurt. I think she was cruel to say she never wanted you, but I understand how that must have hurt, especially at your birthday party. And you were so young.
Wow. So Florence isn't just, like, accepting the apology. She's showing real empathy for her mom's own childhood pain. That's huge for breaking the cycle, right?
It's massive. And Laura responds in kind. She offers another apology, this time for her own actions towards Florence.
Mm-hmm.
She realizes, she says, I have always blamed you for the fact that I never felt special and I never had anything special to share.
Oof. Projecting her own feelings onto her daughter.
But I realize now that you never learned you were special.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that I never saw that before now.
Oh, man. That's just incredibly moving. That reciprocal vulnerability. It's not just saying sorry. It's like they're both finally seeing each other's reality, each other's hurt.
And that's where the real healing starts. Not instantly, but in that commitment to keep doing the work. The story describes them crying, hugging softly. They both know there's hard work ahead.
Yeah, it's not over.
Not by a long shot. But for the first time, there's actually a path forward. There's a shared commitment to repair things, which just wasn't there before.
Mm.
It really shows you that even after decades apart, honesty and empathy can start to build that bridge.
And then comes the real kicker, the ultimate cycle breaker moment. It kind of brings the whole story full circle. Florence says something softly. She's looking down, rubbing her belly gently.
Huh.
She says, let's make sure we focus our future on making sure she knows how beautiful and special she is.
Shit. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah. Laura's stunned. Ask, what? Are you saying that you're... And Florence, through tears, just whispers, I am.
Wow. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant. It's just this incredibly poignant, powerful reveal.
Yeah.
It completely reframes their future, doesn't it? Not just for them, but for the next generation. A chance to truly break the cycle. Phew. What a story. So let's unpack this a bit for you, the listener. What does this journey of Florence and Laura really tell us? Well, it really hammers home the transformative power of honesty, right? A mother's honesty, a daughter's acceptance, and how that comes from finally understanding the pain that's been passed down.
Yeah, that inherited pain.
Exactly. And it draws that stark line between just endlessly explaining yourself,
mm-hmm.
which, let's face it, often gets you nowhere, and powerfully declaring your truth, setting your boundaries.
Explanation versus declaration again.
Right. Acknowledging those old wounds, as hard as it is, seems to be the key that unlocks the door to real connection. to healing.
So for you listening, how does this story maybe light up some corners in your own life, in your own relationships? Are there subtle ways, or maybe not so subtle ways, that these kinds of generational patterns might be playing out?
Mm-hmm.
Because this breakthrough moment between Florence and Laura, it really gives you a powerful way to think about how relationships can shift. And it shows the incredible courage it takes, really, for both people involved to look past the surface arguments and get to the root causes of the pain.
It definitely takes courage. And it leaves us with a really important question to chew on, doesn't it? We see that breaking a cycle often means facing these really difficult truths, like Laura and Florence did. But beyond just understanding it all, what active steps, what concrete actions are really needed?
What do you have to do?
Yeah, what do you actually have to do to make sure, really ensure, that the next generation genuinely knows their worth, that they aren't carrying the burden of all those unresolved echoes from the past?
That's a deep question. What does it take beyond the apology, beyond the understanding, to build something truly new and healthy, something to definitely think about?